Hello, welcome to episode
six. Oh, we need better energy than that.
I already forgot what episode we're
in. Hello. Are you Elmo?
Yes.
No. No more Elmo.
Yeah, Jeremy killed that.
He broke it.
All right. Post break.
Only Jeremy Elmo.
Post break. Beep boop check.
Oh yeah.
Beep boop.
Hang on, I got you. I'm already there.
Mutant. I mean, he's been beep booping throughout the
just saying
break. So
just saying.
Beep boop check. I think we've explained this before. It's just. You know, Discord makes a beep boop, and we don't want that to come out in the recording. So.
It's happened several many times.
But more important than that is our weekly announcements. Hayden, take it away.
Oh, we're still recording.
We're okay. Rolling.
Baby. He kept that.
No cuts.
All right. Well, let's get out there then. Let's talk about our partners who do all of our sounds and audioscapes and sound zones. And laser noises, all that stuff comes to you from Beyond Skyrim, from CLS Delay On Project, from Scanlan's Short Haul Music, and finally from Sirenscape. Those first three, they do the music. That last one, they do the sounds. So check them all out. They're on our website under partners, and also they all have their own websites, so go to those. And also go to the public playlist that Tyler has on Spotify, I think.
Oh, yeah, on my personal. Look me up. Tyler Hardin. That's There's right. not a million of us.
Send him a Spotify friend request.
Yeah, at me.
And
seriously.
You know where we're going next? We're going down to the foundry where they make the Eldritch. Eldritch Foundry. You can get custom minis. They have pauldrons. And they have swords and spears and points of articulation and affordable, reasonably priced STL files. And if you use our code ROLLSLAMS at checkout, you get another 15% off. Woo! Head that way now, eldritch-foundry.com. Then we're going to the next place. This car's moving pretty fast, y'all, because the next place is called World Anvil. It's where Tyler hammers out the world and pounds all of the impurities out of the metal that is
Elvarus.
Yep.
That's true. I do a lot of that.
You know how you get it? How you can get some kind of a similar inspiration? They got a lot of stuff. They got like prompts and a lot of great ways to organize. And
really
functionally, it's just a good way to build your world. We've got a buddy who uses it to write a novel. Got Tyler use it to write this whole campaign and also the last whole campaign. So head on down to worldanvil.pxf.io/rollslayers. That's right. Go there, use that whole URL, and check out with your very own World Anvil
account.
And then we're going to go to look at social medias. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Twitter, I think, probably. Yep.
Yes.
Maybe.
We are.
Twitter.
There's a Patreon.
And finally, Discord. What have we posted in there today? We talked a little bit last time about coffins.
Last time?
Last episode.
Last episode.
Last week, you know, not...
I don't know.
We reuse the same clothes every 2 days.
There's here we have... what were we talking about the other day out here?
Oh, so many things.
How mad JJ
Abrams is.
Oh, yeah, we talked about Star Wars and Trek.
And more importantly, Wallace and Gromit. and Chicken Run 2. Which
did I miss the like big Star Trek conversation?
Small Star Trek conversation.
It's like no one ever wants to talk about Star Trek, and I've missed it.
This more about the wars than the Trek.
Liz would have missed it. She spent all day on the Discord.
So head on down there. Give your opinions on Star Trek. We'll take them at stride and discuss them.
Yeah.
You can find our Discord link on our website or in our Instagram bio. And finally. Get on over and subscribe to our Patreon, because with all of that money, it goes towards purchasing a new hat for Tyler every single week. So you never have to wear the same one twice.
You can help me. The goal is to get to 365.
And the the real problem, the thing is he has to wear the hat because he actually, his skull is still open under there.
Yeah. It's just pulsing.
The hat keeps the drywall dust from getting stuck in the creases of his brain. So every subscriber is a new hat for Tyler to keep all of the dust from his home out of his cerebellum. Patreon.com/rollslayers.
Thank you for your generosity.
Sometimes I feel so bad for our listeners.
I do too.
Not one of those times.
Why don't we play the game?
Yeah.
You want to play the game? You want to do that thing?
Let's play.
Okay, let's do that. So, last we left off, no squirrels were freed from a cave, but an elk and a badger certainly were, as the party rifled through the belongings of the dead half-elf, eyes burned out, finding some gold, some nice green splint armor, and a small crumpled note in Elvish of gibberish. Rescuing the elk and the badger, they made their way up to the top after a long rest and a level up. They then made their way to the Silver Goat, the inn that they had all stayed in the prior night, discussing going to the Gale Warden as well as perhaps splitting up and Ori visiting the famed artificer Grimble Ironfort. As they sat, they were appraised by a smarmy-looking human who introduced himself as Cordial and was very amused and entertained, but also happy that the party had intervened on behalf of the citizens of Esalen in the prior attack. He made his departure shortly after, and a bounty-hunting duo of lizard folk named Kursk and a dwarf named Grimbo made their way to the establishment, questioning its patrons as well as its bartender before questioning the party about a malcontent that they had been hunting for quite some long time, getting marginal information and also the information that Cordial was in town. They made their way out as well. We pick up with the party finishing their lunch and their mead at the Silver Goat.
Well, as much as I really love my new elk friend, this venison dumpling stew in this large leaf is very delicious. I am feeling very satisfied.
You can say that again. I think I had about 7 of them at this point.
Yes, well, I have had 8.
Oh, I'm sure you have. Growing fellow over there.
I am almost to adulthood.
I can tell you look like you got a little whisker growing out your chin there.
Yes, I am letting it grow.
It's gonna look great. It's gonna be gonna be a fine beard someday, and it's gonna be great. It's gonna bring the whole thing together.
Well, we have to be here on this material plane to grow facial hair because the time does not pass the same and our bodies do not age the same in the astral sea as Gith. So it is only somewhat common to see a Gith with a full, any sort of facial hair because they must grow it here on the material plane.
I can say honestly, I did not expect to hear that arrangement of words in that order, but that is utterly fascinating.
That is why we are here and not there, because we are not quite fully adult.
So this place is like an egg then.
What?
This place is like an egg for you then. Place you grow up and then you hatch out and go back.
Well, the egg is like the egg, because we do come come out of an egg.
Oh, there's also literally an egg. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. There are many eggs. There's one
many eggs, and then and they are all in sort of the egg chamber in sort of a green goop inside of an egg-shaped chamber.
Inside of another.
Is that, hang on, is
many
egg,
small oh. eggs inside of a big egg.
Oh, understand.
Is that here on this plane?
Yes.
You're in an egg in an egg in an egg, in a sense.
Yes, basically. What else would we do?
Understand. Get egg like goblin pit.
I don't. I am not sure about
what
that.
What is your comparison?
It goblin pit. Goblin come out.
I mean, we have two. The Gith will take turns on a rotation coming from the astral sea to the material plane for the purpose of procreation. They will create an egg and it will be laid and then they go back. So we come from two specific Gith warriors, but we do not know them. We are not raised by like a family unit. We have brothers and sisters in our crash from our hatching. But we do not have, it is not like we have no family, but it is not like the same sort of a family as like, you know, the mother and the father and the together.
Understand. Goblin come out, no parent.
No, there is no sort of procreate, they just come out of a pit?
Not as far as remember.
Do you have like other people that help you grow up, or you come out and then you
You just... are just grown?
your first memories emerging from the pit were menial labor as a child after you were old enough. And your tenure with your goblin squad and the results of said tenure.
Goblin life, short. Spent work. Fight. Not much youth. As soon as can lift, can work. As soon as can hold sword, fight.
Oh, yes.
That is similar. Yes.
Most die quick.
Some do, yes, in the crash. It is not a forgiving upbringing. Yes. Especially if you are weak.
Zek has killed many of our siblings.
Yes.
Mert has seen 15 winter... 15 winter since start work. Which mean 15 winter old. Which is...
Sorry, I was waiting for a number of about 15. I was like, 15, 20? Nope.
15.
Oldest goblin Mert no was 17 winter old.
Oh, you are...
Wow.
Can I have a history check from Bragg, Visa, and... That's it.
Or you didn't know about goblins?
No, you lived in Glimmervane. You ain't... I ain't got much history.
24 on my history check.
Okay.
Sorry, still looking for a number higher than 17. All right, history, it's 13.
Okay. Whoa. You don't know much about what he's speaking of, Visa. However, Breg, you were able to track with pretty much all of the things that Murd is saying. He was raised in the goblin pits of Keldrad, where they are bred for battle. And then he was sent to war by the Tutor of Hegemony against their eternal enemy. Makes sense to you.
Yeah, I'm afraid the rest of y'all, you probably don't want to drill down too much on that. You're going to get real sad today.
Well, Mirth, I am glad that you are reaching the pinnacle of golden life. And we wish you many more winters.
Goblin don't live this long, no.
So you are very old.
Yes.
Do I know how long goblins live?
a lot longer than he's implying. you figure that his experience with goblin lifespans is more due to the fact that they are used as cannon fodder in an eternal war, and less the fact that they die of old age.
But now, buddy, you might have some years ahead of you yet. You know, I know some goblins who are, I hear, around 30, 40 winters old.
What? No, impossible. But
they look just like him over there with his big long beard.
What? Goblin grow beard?
Well, sort of. Not quite exactly like that, but...
Mark, we can grow our beards together.
Okay. Nice goal.
Just a slow nod from Misa, not looking at anybody. Sipping on me.
We learn where babies come from. We learn about growing hair on your face. It's very educational.
Look, I'll be honest. I'm just pleased as punch to have met two of y'all's kind out and about. I've only ever heard of you, you know. Maybe stories, seen a couple of artist renderings, which frankly do not do justice to you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We are very beautiful people.
Yes.
Lifts his chin, shows off his, like, notched ear.
I think tiny baby face.
little chubby cheeks.
I think between the three of you, we're quite lucky to have your company.
Oh, well, we are happy to be here.
It's a unique crossroads, your time here and your extended time here.
Thanks.
Well,
Tommen!
Yeah, thanks. Yes.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Weird.
He spit on me.
Do not do this, Merz. That is disgusting.
Oh,
no. Bragg, I only wish I could know what your kind is.
He is a human man. What do you mean?
I just wonder sometimes still with those big beefy arms and the magics and that there is something mysterious going on. That is all.
You know, and the fact that he doesn't take off his helmet ever.
Also the helmet, yes. Okay, should we go to talk to the Sigil Warden?
Or... Oh, yes, we should do that now. It's a good time for that.
Gotta get paid up.
So you guys,
don't worry. We'll catch you on the other side. I'll make sure that we don't skimp on your payout or nothing. All right.
Okay.
We're gonna split up here, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Just worry by yourself, correct?
Unless somebody wants to come with me.
That's fine. I just want to make sure that we're all going to the Gale Warden besides.
Are there like magical trinkets?
We're going to see
Gale
Warden.
I don't know. I've never met him before. But you could see a lot of cool stuff and have some ideas of maybe what you'd want me to make for you or something.
I think Bert's gonna follow along just to see if
just
there's
don't steal from him.
Okay.
Oh, that's this
is gonna go. Okay. So as you guys head to the Gale Warden, we'll pick up with Ori and Mert. You guys travel through the Satyr's Court for a time, making your way to...
Oh, just quicker, because Urchin.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's right down the road. But you get there double fast. You come to a kind of standard two-story Waddle and Daub building with this odd assortment of pipes and gears and dials and other machine parts poking out of it. Kind of alongside, up into the air, there are like several stacks belching smoke from it. And as you enter,
Before we enter,
okay,
I'm gonna turn back to him,
okay,
and say, look, I highly regard this person. I do not know what he has in here, but he is a well-known artificer. He will have very cool things, maybe very cool shiny things.
Shiny.
Now,
yes.
I need you to promise me that you will not take anything
without asking.
Not take without ask.
No sneaky sneaky.
Okay.
Okay? I'll be watching you. And
maybe even don't.
If you do take anything, and I catch wind of it, I will not make you a single thing for as long as I know you.
I thought you were going to say you will impale him on your hammer.
No, because I think what I have said will make a bigger impression.
No make if take.
Got it. That's, yes. No make if take. And you know, there may be some things that I make that you can help me make. Sometimes things need another person. Like an assistant.
What is being assist at?
An assistant is somebody who helps another person make something.
Understand.
Cool. Alright. We open the door.
Okay. You come into kind of a smaller like front room of kind of fine wood, but along the ceiling are what seem to be kind of pipes and fans that shift slowly, churning the air. Sitting in a kind of a plush chair, staring at the wall, is this slender metal being, some sort of golem made of different types of metal. It's got kind of a silver, like body core, and it looks like bronze and iron arms, and it has kind of this jaw that looks to be decorative, but there is kind of a seam there and two motes of light akin to eyes, and it turns its head as you enter.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Greetings. What? Welcome to Master Grimble Ironforge's workshop.
Thank you.
We're gonna hide behind Ori.
It talk.
Yeah.
How?
Magic.
Excuse me. It walks over to another door adjoining door frame. There is no door, and just projects its voice a little bit louder. Master Ironforge, you have visitors.
And then it just kind of robotically walks back to you guys.
He will be here shortly, likely.
Okay. My name's Ori. I've come a long way.
Nice to meet you, Ori. Oh, you are inquiring after my name. That is polite. I am I am Rick, short for Richard.
Nice to meet you, Rick.
Nice to meet you. Where did you travel from?
Glimmervane.
Glimmervane. I do not know Glimmervane, but I probably will read about it someday.
Yeah, it's in the, what mountains?
Oh, the Woadfirin Mountains.
Woadfirin.
Oh, those are close by.
Fairly, yeah. Well, though it was kind of a long way to come here.
Yes.
I've never been anywhere other than that.
Walking is slow.
It is slow.
Anyway.
I'm still, like, hiding sort of behind Ori, like, very distrustful of this moving.
I am holding your hand and making sure you don't leave.
Is that your dog?
No, he's just a little scared of you, I think. Rick, this is Mert.
Good boy.
I'm gonna bare my little goblin teeth.
Oh. He looks like a biter.
He won't mess with you. I don't think.
Very well.
Reaches out to kind of like pat you on the head.
Swats the head.
Hey.
You swatted me.
You said no take. Doesn't mean cannot hit.
Okay, this is not a dog.
No take, no hit, no make.
At this moment, bursting out of the other room is a sooty dwarf with thick black hair, not very well braided. The edge is definitely burnt, and he's got these kind of goggles on. He puts up, and there's just clean skin around the eye holes where the goggles were.
Rick, who's this?
Mr. Ironforge?
Yep, that's me.
My name is Ori, from Glimmervane.
All right.
The dwarven clan of Brittleton.
Oh, the Brittletons. They're fine, I guess.
Well, they sent me to come see you and learn from you.
Why would they do that?
Because I have a lot to learn, and okay. I feel like this is what I need to do. I want to make a lot of things. I have a lot of ideas in my head. And yeah.
Well, come in. It's seeming like this is turning into an extended conversation. Don't mind Rick, he's
if you don't fine. Mind. And don't mind Mert, he's wanting to tag along. This is my friend Mert.
Yeah, I noticed the goblin. That is a goblin, Rick. Goblin.
Oh, goblin. Sorry, I'm new to life. Still learning.
Mert is too, it's okay.
Me too. How many months have you lived, Mert?
Month?
Yes.
Have lived...
Month is...
15 winters.
Ah, there are 15 months in one cycle of winters. So 15 times 15 is something. I'm very bad at math. I'm 8 months old.
He's a little bit older than you, but new to all of this and very curious as well. But he is here to just see, and I am...
Well, keep your hands about you. I don't want to have to cut off anything.
I've already discussed this.
He leads you deeper into the building where there is this massive forge that is just aglow with heat. You see this large anvil to the side that has what looks to be arcane runes engraved into the side and a very large section of every tool imaginable.
He says, okay, so you're here to learn making things, are you just learning to smith? What is,
I forgot the word there. I'm an artificer.
Oh, just, you practice the arts.
Yeah, just like you, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
But not as near to your level.
Well, I've been doing it nigh on 40 years at this point, so...
I'm only 30, but I haven't been doing it.
Well, we're long-lived folk. Starting out,
Is he a dwarf?
He is.
Oh, okay.
What have you made? Have you infused anything with magic? You know, runes? Multi-tool?
Yeah, I actually, she brings out money.
Okay.
I made this.
He gives it an appraising look.
Out of money. And I molded it. And yeah, and you see the crystal at the bottom? She pops it off and shows him this big multi-tool that's nice and shiny. Shows that there's, you know, like, thieves' tools in there and tinker's tools, and sometimes it can change to kind of whatever she needs.
Sure. He kind of looks at you with an appraising eye, not showing too much emotion, and then kind of grunts.
Well, seems like you're just starting out, but making good strides. You have any plans or diagrams for things you're experimenting with?
Yeah, definitely. And as she starts getting like really excited, you can see some of like the little tattoos that she has on her face. They like kind of glow a little purple. She gets really, really excited.
He takes note.
And she picks out just some blueprints of it looks just like a big steel myconid.
Okay. Like a big fungus guy.
Uh-huh, but instead of other ornamental fungi or whatever, there's like crystals.
Okay, so it's kind of like a crystalline humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I came to Esalun to see you, but I don't know. I feel just in my being that I need to be here. And again, with the purple tattoos. And she talks about her journey here and a tiny bit about the people she's met, including Mert, and of the like 3 or 20 battles we've already had. And just says, you know, I've never fought like this before, and I feel like I need something to kind of help defend me. And this creature, there's a lot of Myconid where I live, and they feel like kind of home to me. And to have one that can help protect me and my other party members, I think I should do that. I think it will help us stay alive.
Well, you live up to your reputation as a gnome. Talk a lot. But, look, if you need to be here, you need to be here. It's my own personal philosophy that you're usually where you need to be, as you are there. I like these plans. They're inventive, they're interesting. I'd be happy to help you. Or just Lynn LaForge. I find that it's easier for an artificer to learn by doing, not by being taught.
Yep.
You should probably stop by the slag heap at some point and get some metals, and, well, we can start working on it.
Oh, I've already got a lot of... And she just pulls out lots of just little steel plates and other little ingots and crystals and all of this stuff.
Wonderful.
Already ready. It's really heavy and... Yep.
Well, if you're looking to sell off some of it, see Krieger at the slag heap. There's a lot here. Not all of this is going to go into one little myconid. Okay. Rick, let's supervise.
Okay. I love to supervise.
Is there a place where my friend can sit and watch?
Yeah, I'll get him a stool.
He, like, grumbles and goes into another back room and tosses out a stool before kind of setting it and says,
stay there, please.
Please.
Just kind of sit and, like, try to meditate.
Rick sits down next to you and kind of mimics your pose. Over the course of the better part of your day, you can start to spend time assembling... Now that you have the pieces and some of the arcane tools at the disposal of this forge, you can start to solder pieces together. You can make billets and stronger kind of pieces of steel that have been folded. And band by band of steel, you start to form this kind of almost this hollow shell, and run it with bits of copper wire and stud it with crystals. And you start to chisel in arcane glyphs along the bands. And eventually, by the end of the day, you have a functioning sort of what would be kind of almost a suit of armor, but hollow, with crystals sticking out of it, resembling a mic in it. And the last portion would be to kind of power the glyphs. And so you draw upon the arcane power of your multi-tool, the crystal bit, and you plug it into a central socket and twist, and there is this kind of puttering of light as the glyphs along the side of the steel band start to light up in this pale pinkish hue. And then you pull out the multi-tool, and it starts to look around, looks down at you, regards you, cocks a tent. It is functional, and you have the feeling it will, like many golems, not speak, but follow your instructions. It doesn't understand common.
Yeah. While I'm making it, just like for some flavor, she also uses like control flames.
Yeah.
To just help aid the process, and she, you know, uses, you know, some sorcerer bits too, because that's part of her. And if I can add a little bit with the hollowness of the myconid, in the back, she may have like this little door.
Sure.
And a ladder inside that goes up to like the domed head.
Yeah.
And it's like this little loft.
Yeah.
And
put some blankets up in there. Yep. It'll be real cozy.
Yep.
As it's kind of looking around, its neck kind of like twitches uncharacteristically of something so smooth moving, and you hear Grim will kind of mutter up behind you. You didn't even notice, you were so busy working, but he kind of, as he got more and more interested, sidled up beside you, and you see him grabbing one of his like arcane chisels and just get one of those runes a little bit longer, and it snaps back. Got to make sure you get the runes the right, you know. Otherwise, it won't. It'll have glitches.
Hmm. That makes sense.
You did good.
Thanks.
So why are you learning artifice from me if you know how to do that?
That's a good question. I guess I feel like I can do even more than this. And I can only infuse a few things right now. I have this weapon that I enchanted to make it a little bit more powerful, and my armor is a little bit more powerful for defense, but this is the only weapon that I've made, and while I was making it, I just I want to make more. So much more. I think that that the capabilities could be so much more the longer I do this. And I just make stuff.
And did you learn anything from this experience building this? Because if you did, you learned the secret to artifice. Learning is doing.
Yeah.
So you don't need me.
But you may need my forge. I don't mind shedding.
Really?
It's nice to have someone who knows what the arcane glyph is. All those flops. Them wizards, they don't know what they're talking about. Don't get me started on the lady who runs the bookstore.
Oh, I've met her. She is a little interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Have to see her all the time, Rick and his books. I love books. We know. So yeah, forge is yours if you need it.
Cool.
If you're in town for a while.
Yeah, I'm not sure how long I'm going to be here, but I would love to have some space to work. Do I need to pay you anything?
Nah. What's gold? Something to be melted down and put into something.
Exactly.
Like me. I have lots of gold inside my head. Okay, well, your goblin friend has been very well behaved.
And I'm just, like, still kind of like,
imagine, maybe when he mentioned gold in his head, you were like...
just, like, starting to do some calculations.
In my headcanon, Grimble just gave Mert, like, a little, like, trinket to play with, like you would give, like...
a child?
Like, yeah, like, pizza dough at the restaurant while they wait.
Mm-hmm. Like, does, like, put on a block of fidgets that I can play with first.
Upon, I do. Remarking this podcast.
A metal poppet.
There you go.
It's got gold pops because they're so soft.
Click. Upon remarking how well behaved the goblin has been, he reaches over and does find a little arcane fidget spinner, basically.
Yes!
Or a fidget cube, more like.
There we go.
That has like little sensory bits and says, here. It is super magic and it unlocks the secrets of the universe.
I don't want universe secrets.
It unlocks regular secrets.
Who said I want secrets?
It unlocks. It unlocks.
It's fun to play with and really cool to look at.
Start poking around on it. Trying to figure it out.
If that's all, I do have an experiment to explode, probably.
Okay, I'll leave you to it.
Ah, it's there. Ah, have a good night.
Yeah?
It is like this.
I think so. I got here after lunch, so.
Yeah, he's just kind of grumbling at the fact that the time has passed so quickly.
Master Ironforge, I would like to research these people. I am going to do that.
Okay, just tell me if you leave the city. Probably, that's fine.
Okay, yeah, and maybe later you can show me some stuff that you know.
Sure,
have made.
Got some stuff. I mean, spent a while working on Rick.
Yes. It's really cool.
Thank you. I am no common golem.
Yep. Anyway.
Interesting.
Maybe
I can research you too.
Oh. That would be interesting. Dual research.
Hmm.
He just rolls his eyes as you guys are, like, having your low back and forth, and you guys are able to make your way out. Rick is just kind of teetering along behind, following, looking at nothing in particular. While that's happening...
How big is Rick?
He's about 8 foot tall. He's very spindly. Think K2SO from Rogue One.
Uh-huh. And he's following us.
Yep.
Oh, he's... Following
coming with
us.
Y'all, he's researching
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you got Dan's permission to leave the shop, just not the city.
As this
it's
has
tiny.
Been happening.
You're researching
okay. tiny yes. goblin so, and tiny gnome and this giant.
Well, my myconid is with me too, yeah. And so I'm just holding his hand. The
it kind of waddles almost like a myconid would walk.
But he's tall. The myconid's probably a little bit taller than me.
Yeah.
They're like 5 feet or something
yeah.
like that.
He just kind of waddles along like a myconid would.
What color is your myconid? Like, you know, is it mostly metal? Is it mostly crystal?
It is probably mostly steel. But there's, like, his feet probably have a lot of, like, crystal bits.
Mm-hmm.
And his hands probably, like the...
appendages?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Like little, like, growths of crystal and
yeah.
little mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Like that.
Like that.
Cool.
And so I think like the steel is maybe like a, not like super dark, like a lighter.
And his head is like a mice-made head?
Yeah.
Big keku.
Yeah, but it's like,
I just had to Google this because I didn't know what this
specifically
was.
Specifically like a bigger dome so that Ori can chillax.
Cool.
Some inside.
In yep. Cool. Then you're measuring out.
Yep. Okay, so
as Ori and Mert departed for Grimble's workshop, the rest of you made your way to the district of Bodkin Point and to the hill, Blade Rest. Its familiar spiny, almost porcupine-esque visage rising in the horizon before you make your way up into the anthill-like structure and are guided once again to Gale Warden Vinsler Raven Tree's.
We see you've been there before.
Office.
We don't need guide.
The Celadon Guard are going to guide you. Okay, we're just going to take you.
These guards are useless.
Back so soon. Missing a couple. Why am I doing that voice? He's definitely not that guy.
Reset.
Missing a couple. That's strange.
Oh, they just had some other errands to run. They are fine.
Oh, okay. Well, what have you discovered? Your investigation, I assume. Something.
A big sect of Eyeless that were praying and chanting together, and we killed them all. They were underground, under that giant place with that tree and the hole in the tree to the Feywild. There was a hole in the ground, and in the hole, there was a giant cavern, and in the cavern, there was a lake, and in the lake, there was an island, and on the island were all these islands.
They were sacrificing. We find a room of dead bodies that have been sacrificed. We did not get there in time to save a goblin, but...
We did find the
goblins who were from the envoy. They
envoy
from.
They were envoys.
And what was the name of that man?
Did Mert tell us? Did you tell us?
He had a conversation with the other goblin, the imprisoned goblin.
But did you tell us any of that?
Kibble the goblin.
Oh yeah, I think Mert had most of that conversation
in goblin.
I think we know that he saved a goblin. I don't know if Mert told us about the caravan or the
that they were from. Like the saw him keep that like signet ring.
I probably would have said something about the signet ring.
That like that these were important.
Special person, yeah.
But like the idea of goblin rebellion sounds like something he would want to
not
keep on the down low.
Tell people gotcha. He just met.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we heard about the convoy. I think we just heard the Lord Grub.
Duke Grub Stujic.
Grub. That's the only name I think we heard.
Yeah.
Okay. Used to get love in my head.
Yep.
So you found a cavern system below the Spotted Fawn.
This. It's strange. So that shopkeeper escaped.
Yeah, Urglos. I heard about that.
Yeah, yes, he tried to stop him, but then he like explodes something. I don't really know. It's not there. Yes.
So he escaped, and then we went underneath, and we Yes, we kill many eyeless. There was one regular orc with no eyes.
Oh, and we found the eyeball jar. You have it with you.
I produced the eyeball jar.
Oh, look, we found this jar of eyeball soup for you.
Kind of takes it, shakes it a little bit. I don't know what this is, really.
It says what on it?
It's my beloved.
Yeah.
Gorm. On the jar of eyeballs.
There is a comma between beloved and Gorm.
My beloved.
My beloved.
Gorm.
This was in the shopkeeper's bedroom.
Yes, on the upstairs underneath his bed.
That's just very strange.
It is very strange.
You can hold on to that, I think.
Well, all right. You don't want the eyeballs.
I take back the eyeball jar.
Yeah, I don't think that's,
So, yes, yes.
Quick order point here. The guy in charge of all the eyeless was an elf with eyes,
yes.
Right?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
So we would
okay.
Leaving all of the
half orcs that did not have eyes.
Right, right, right. Right.
Upon his death, his eyes did burn out.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Cool. Would share that information with this guy.
Yeah.
There all was the Hiafil.
Oh yeah.
Also, we lifted the elk out of the hole.
This is troubling.
Save this beautiful, majestic creature. Mm-hmm. And some other less majestic creatures.
Well, I'm glad you dealt with it. Guess there's nothing to do but paying. And thank you for dealing with them.
Did homeboy half-elf guy say anything else before you killed him?
I didn't say much.
Nope.
He was trying to talk, and then we didn't talk, and then he just died.
Yeah.
So...
Yep.
I guess we don't know, like,
we don't know.
I feel like I don't know if this is fully resolved or if we just, like, killed some people. But I don't know. Do we think that this is over?
The only information we have is that scrap of paper.
We can also
little slip of paper.
Yes, oh, yeah, it would have show that. Show that him and...
Frowns and reads. Rereads. And rereads. And natural one.
Oh. Awesome.
Oh, nice. These people are...
Well, this seems to be some sort of cipher or code. That's about all I know about that, but it seems like this has been resolved.
Do you have, like, a code reader or, like, the cipher people that can, like, help you understand this code?
I could have them take a look.
Wouldn't that be the prudent thing to do?
Sure. Sure. We can take a look.
Maybe you'll copy that down in your notebook and we can...
That is too many.
Our duplicate. Yeah, that's... Two minds are better than one.
I would write it down and then give him the slip of paper that I just wrote down. And okay. Keep the original.
Alright, we'll copy this. Get it to some of our minds. Our greater minds, and...
And you let us know what he says.
Hopefully we break the code, but... You can look at it, that's fine as well. Maybe you'll break it before us.
Perhaps.
We'll see. But your payment, 400 gold pieces, I believe it was.
It is what he said?
Sure.
Split six ways? Is that correct? Still six way split?
Yep.
Okay.
He doles out 400 divided by six. I'm not doing a math.
I'm doing it.
You are handed your coin purses that have a small embossed kind of leather glyph on it that you recognize that the others have. Coin purses of holding.
Uh-huh.
That's 67 gold leech, just rounding out.
Cool. And is there anything else while you're here? We gotta figure out this whole king situation now. So...
Oh, if you got any more lines on work, I sure certainly wouldn't pin it down.
Oh,
staying busy.
There,
cleaning up the town.
There were some folk looking for some malfeasant, some bounty hunters. I would check in with them for work.
Oh, well, they came around. Good for them already.
I think his name was Grimbo.
Yes, we met Grimbo. He did not produce helpful information. Nor did he seem ready to hire anyone at the moment.
Well, I don't have much work other than that. We're at peace with the Nogbas for the time being, which means no bounties there. Sorry.
Alright, well, I am glad that we could kill these eyeless creatures for you and protect your weak people and... do your job for you.
Thank you. I guess.
We will see you hopefully again.
Was that you holding back?
Yes. There was more.
They'll show you out.
Oh, did you?
He turns back to his desk, and you are shot out. It is still probably around, 2, 3 p.m.
That is an important note.
What?
Nobody can hear when you do that.
Do what?
When you put your hands together and bow,
oh.
And Zix, like, we're so aware of the cameras.
But also, most people don't actually watch this.
Okay, I should.
So we will need to narrate.
When he makes a bowing motion.
Together and bows his head to close his mouth.
Yes. As you exit Blade Rest, you have time ahead of you. You can return to the Silver Goat. You can seek out Ori and Mert.
Well, I think we have errands. We would probably go do our errand if you are not...
Yes, we have a play. We have things to do.
We do.
Are we secreting about this? Do we care?
I don't know.
We're going to a temple. We'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Well, that sounds appropriately private.
Okay, Visa and... Greg, you are free to go as you wish. We'll cut to the Gith Sibs. As you make your way, you're already in Bakken Point, so it's a short jaunt away. You ask several people for the location of the Temple to Evandra, the Fate Changer's Court. And eventually, you're led through this kind of section of this district where there are several different unique buildings, places of worship. There seems to be this kind of a grotto that there's like this kind of thermal vent steam heat clouds released from this kind of cave that you pass. There is like this vegetable garden that has like almost like a chapel feel to it. And eventually you are brought to this large circular courtyard where there are four standing stones.
Wait, are these all different temples?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There are four standing stones at each cardinal direction of Faith Changer's Court and a covered walkway connecting the four standing stones. As you walk into the courtyard itself, wind chimes hang from every point imaginable. And waterways flow through carved paths in the flagstones.
Cool.
As you take it in, behind each sanding stone on the other side is a large scroll case filled with all sorts of bits of rolled up parchment. Yes, parchment, not wood blocks.
Cool.
In the center is a large bird cage containing great eagles, sparrows, and dour ravens. Tending this is this halfling of stout stature. They sport sandy blonde hair, roughly cut shoulder length, bright green eyes, and a winning smile as they turn and notice strangers. They're clothed in traveler garbs of greens and blues and looketh as if they could be like packed and ready to leave within minutes. Androgynous in gender.
Are there like lots of other people around, or is it just... this person?
It's fairly secluded. There are about five elves milling about. Some of them are reading through scrolls. Some of them are burning incense. Some of them are just kind of watching the chimes in the water.
Cool.
But they smile and acknowledge you as you make your
this
way.
This halfling was tending the bird cage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello. Yes, we are here to worship Evandra.
Oh. Now you wish to follow the winding path?
Yes, that is what we do.
Oh, good, good. Travelers. Well, come in. I'm just tending the birds.
What are those birds for?
Oh, messengers.
To temples?
Well, just folk I know.
Oh, you know many folk and you send them all messages.
Well, yeah, I like to, keep up with what's going on, right? Not because information is power necessarily, yeah, but I just like to be aware of change.
Sure, of course you do.
But I'm Sambul. What are your names?
I am Zairat Wagir. This is my brother,
Brooke Thalzik.
Nice to meet you. As I said, Pathforger Sambul Rosebrace, leader of Fate Changer's Court. And priest to Evandra.
So can you tell me, how do we follow Evandra? I found this book. There was this stone in the middle of the forest, and there were these weird lines in the stone, and then you open up the stone and there was this book and this little totem and all of these things, and I was reading it because I love to read, and then all of a sudden I was reading these words right here, and then all of the wind just came and it swept my hair, and all of a sudden something happened, and I do not know, but I want more of it.
Oh. Well, it sounds like you found one of our bolt holes, a shrine.
Yes, that was it. A shrine.
And it is
to that book.
They grab it and flip through it.
Oh, okay.
Just a book of tenets and whatnot. Well, I mean,
this is Avandra.
Yeah. The path is it's simple but complex, right? Our lady, our fate changer, whatever you want to call her, she seeks to do good in her way, right? But it's not a straight line to do good. So we try to effect change, whether that's for the better or just different from bad.
That is what we are doing.
Great, great, you're following the path. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Make change where you can, right? Where I can make change is with my birds. Where they can make change is on their travels. But if you are indeed a traveler, leave shrines, leave messages for others.
Oh, we can make these things too.
Of course.
And leave messages for other travelers?
Of course.
Oh. Is there more things that we can read about Avandra?
Oh. I don't really keep any holy texts as much as I do just keep it up here.
What are all those scrolls that people are reading?
Change logs.
What is that?
I collect... It's hard to explain. I collect information about discernible change. Some are important scrolls about the death of Jarl Ysgert Stormcatcher a few years back. That was relevant. Some are about the fact that different types of lichen and moss are now growing in the Bronewood. So, different, but both equally important.
Well, we just changed there. We found the cult on the ground that had no eyeballs and we killed them all.
Yes.
That was a change.
Cult? What cult?
They called themselves the Eyeless, and they had no eyes.
Oh.
They were doing the attacking during the funeral for this.
Yes, that elf king.
Horrid thing. And Lenoros, while not follower of the way, was quite a force for Avandra and Isolde.
Oh, was he?
Of course, he made so many impactful decisions.
Oh. That gives me a lot of weird feelings inside, but I will keep them there.
It is the place, then.
Okay. He was a good man. And,
so you know things about cults like these?
I've heard of cults before, several active,
You know, the Eyeless cult. You don't know why they're stealing people and throwing them in a heap room of corpses and...
No, the last cult I heard of was one within, the city of Sandstone Sanctuary upon Iodosos.
I do not know where that is.
It is in a desert.
You don't know this cult that is here in your own backyard?
Sadly, no.
They are brand new.
Well, perhaps you can dictate all you know to me, and we can record it.
Oh, then they would do that.
Yes, you spend some time just dictating your versions of the
story. Oh, gosh.
Versus the more, perhaps, balanced versions that other party members may give.
They are all very true and accurate.
Very true and accurate? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We will not spread false information.
The reference points are the same.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Zeke would also, I would like to know more about using, do you have any special weaponry
as a part of being a follower of Avandra, I am also following the way. I have not had the same feeling of the winds or these things, but when I am killing things, I think of Avandra and how she will be happy that I am killing these evil things. That she would be pleased with me, and I feel some power in that. Is this the way of Avandra?
I am
learning to be follower too.
Dear child, it seems like you are affecting change in your way.
Yes, he is. I am trying to teach him more about Avandra and how to follow her. And maybe she will give him powers. Maybe.
Do you have powers? The wind is...
Yes, some magic powers, yes. That is not for everybody that follows Avandra.
No, that's
What? That is why I am leaving the crash. That is why I am following you and following this, because I want to do these things.
Well, you may be able to do those things in the future, or you may be able to do different things.
Like what's different?
If he takes an oath, he could become a paladin of Avandra and smite those magic. Or perhaps,
That's sort of cool.
That
sounds very pure.
Orthodox?
Like, light.
Regardless, I think you are equally on the path. No, it would seem you have been admitted into our clerics.
What does that mean?
Simply that you are a cleric of Avandra. She has given you power to do her will.
Okay.
And uphold her tenets.
Well, that is what I am doing.
As far as weaponry that is unique to worshippers of Avandra, I don't know of necessarily any besides a simple traveler's staff.
What would I do with that?
Well, it is... effective blunt weapon for...
Like, poor people.
Why would I want a blunt weapon when I have a very, very sharp weapon?
Yes, let's show her the weapon that we found, this great sword. Is this it is magical, but I don't know. Is it like the good magic or the bad magic?
They take it for a second and their eyes flash this brilliant green.
Yeah, because I don't have identify.
It's just been magically enhanced to be a bit sharper, to be a bit more accurate.
Oh, like by Avandra?
No. By likely a wizard.
Oh, well, it will still work.
Yeah, I will still kill with it.
Yes.
Yes, I find that swords usually are still effective at killing things.
You could like name it Changebringer. Or do like something cool after Avandra.
Okay, maybe I will take the stone. Maybe I will like add a green stone or something.
Oh yeah, that would be cool.
I will make this sword for Avandra.
It is welcome, by as are you. So happy you visited.
Thank you, Sambo, Rose Priest. You are very welcoming.
Thank you. What are you?
We are called the Githyanki Warriors from the Astral Sea.
Eyes get wide for a second.
That's really interesting. I've always wanted to go to the Astral Sea.
Oh, me too. I can't wait.
We have not been, and I don't know when we will go now.
But that is true.
Someday I think we will go. We are following a very forking path by leaving our crash at our age.
It's true, that does not happen. Nobody does.
So, ours is a very surprising path and a very unknown one.
Yes, Avandra would love it.
Yes.
That's probably why she chose you. Listen, if you do end up in the Astral Sea, before you go, just take one of my birds, maybe.
Oh!
Can they...
Would the bird come back?
If you take it back with you.
Yeah. Yes, I will. I will hand the finest bird.
Excellent. Well, I must tend to the eagles. They get very cranky if they don't eat their raw meat.
Oh,
I feel they like that's like sometimes. Yes.
You just hear it caw in the background angrily. Okay, I'm coming. I'm coming. They bustle off to the cage. There is a large bucket of what looked to be like chicken gizzards and other gross kind of innards that they start to toss into the cage.
Did you get those animal parts from someone named, what was his name?
Custer.
Culver.
Culver.
No, I just bought them from a butcher.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Okay.
Is there anything else you guys are doing at Fate Changer's Court?
Did you want to read any scrolls?
I'm going to be kind of like into the birds, like watching the birds.
Yeah, and I would just like look around a little bit and maybe like pick up some scrolls and like read them a little bit, but I'm not even spend like a ton of
time. Roll 2d4 for me.
Okay. Let's
see what we get.
That's all I've got. A 4 and a 1.
Okay. 4, you pick up a scroll and it is a very in-depth account of weather patterns upon the Platinum Sea. And the fact that they are kind of growing violent in ways that are not characteristic for such a calm sea. It further goes into details about a more important change. Several of the sailors had noted when trying to navigate that the stars are slightly different in their positioning in the sky. The other scroll, you said you rolled a 1? Actually is a change log that dates back about 15 years, and it details the political coup within the Torbenbergen state.
Okay.
Essentially, the long and short of it is that there was a war priest, non-human. Torbenbergen are usually human. A Goliath war priest who rose through the ranks and then by right murdered his way through the palace of the Jarl, grabbed Jarl Isgard Stormcatcher, dragged her out to the stairs and ripped her apart.
Who is, like, the daughter of the Jarl?
Nope, that is the Jarl.
She is the Jarl. She's dead.
As right, he was able to challenge Jarl Isgard and claim that throne is his own. That Goliath's name is now Jarl Cavalok Corpse Render.
That's a terrible name.
Cavalok?
Cavalok.
Corpse Render.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
There are a lot more details than that, but nothing pertinent.
Nothing that, like, okay, cool. So Zaya's gonna get absorbed in this and stay until Zek makes her leave.
Okay, Zek.
Zek will like wander around. He's like pretty into the birds. He's gonna like look at the water for me. He's like gonna see the elves doing things and be like, oh, I don't do these things. I like these elves, but I am following a new way. I am doing new things. Here's the water.
Really needs, makes you need to pee.
He's gonna like go out back and pee, come back, like poke at all the wind chimes, maybe like accidentally knocks one over.
What's your passive perception?
13.
You look up at some point and Zek is very bored. You can just tell.
So maybe like 10 minutes after that.
Okay, my little egg. I think maybe it is time for us to move on.
Oh yes, that is true. And I would get my things and go put them back and go thank our kind friend and we would leave.
Okay.
Sanbul, again, graciously.
What was their title?
Pathforger. They eagerly and graciously thank you once again for visiting and encourage you to visit in the future, to travel, to build your own contacts of information, and to just follow the way wherever it leads.
And I would come back and get the bird before I leave hell.
Oh, no, I would. I can bond a bird to you.
It is what you said, that I should take one of these birds.
Well, if we ever go to the astral seed.
Well, yes, I could. I can bond a bird to you, and they will know where you are and can seek you out.
Oh, that is a good idea.
You can send me back tidbits of information.
Well, we have to do that.
Very well.
Can I have a bird?
Oh, he likes the birds.
I would say that's redundant, but you are your own people and have your own observations.
I mean, the bird can be for both of us, but it can be for me.
No. Two birds is okay.
What kind of bird do I get?
Well, they walk over to the cage and you see them whistle, high-pitched, and a little raven flaps down onto their arm. And you see them kind of reach out and just like on the front of the beak kind of grab, and there's this pulse of green energy and swirls up, and there are kind of green lights in the raven's eye, and it regards Zai and just kind of and it flaps off back into the cage for you, and I think something a bit heftier for you, perhaps.
Yes, he is very hefty.
Goes over and selects one of the giant eagles and kind of headbutts, not headbutts, but puts its head to them. And
we call it a bonk.
A bonk.
So my family does. My children, we like bonk. It's
a thing. And there's another flash, and the eyes of the eagle are just green light for a second before it fades again, and it once again regards now you, Zek.
And Zek will like incline his head.
It really inclines its head back.
It's like really into the bird.
Yeah. Okay, well, now I can send them whenever I'd like to have information from you, and
yes.
You can write a letter and just
things.
Attach it to its leg and it knows how to get back here.
Okay. We will do this.
Thank you so much, Stumble Rosebrace.
Yeah. No problem.
For being such a small person, you are filled with so much knowledge and wisdom.
I am small. And I am full of knowledge and wisdom. Think of Audra.
I am learning many new things.
As we all are, child. Be safe on your journeys.
Oh, yes, you too.
They climb their head one more time, and you are able to make your way out, back to the Silver Goat, or wherever you may.
We can go back to the Silver Goat.
Okay.
It's
pushing evening, so. Yeah. Breg and Visa, what were you guys up to during this time?
Getting wasted.
Well, I don't know about you, but do you want to go check out the notice boards and then just go get blasted back to the Silver Goat?
Thinking back on the day of close entanglement with multiple murderous, also eyeless cultists, just kind of a polite nod and smile, and then he'd fall in step behind Bragg.
You're just sitting around
and
sitting
notice board? This is just who I am now.
Yeah, just see what's going on in town.
Sure. There are a few wanted posters of petty criminals. Small thieves and delinquents, and there is a bounty poster for Culver affixed by likely Grimbo, and then there is some work posted for sailor jobs sailing out of Staggart. There are a few woodcutting jobs in Windwode, But other than that, it's kind of dry.
I guess you can't expect much from, you know, generally peaceable sort of place, huh?
I suppose our recent contribution would have kept a much larger poster from making it onto the board, don't you think?
That's true. They should put another post up just to celebrate us at this point, I think.
Speaking of celebrating.
That's right.
Make your way after the silver goat. Imbibe to your pleasure. Eventually, Zek and Zai make their way in.
Hey,
what is happening? What are they doing?
I think by the time you guys get back, probably with like, probably not the first cup and not all the way full, Visa has wandered outside and it's just occasionally like checking bits of nature, like a little bit of dirt in the hand, enjoying that. Check a leaf on a nearby tree. Close look at that, enjoying just vibing.
Hello, Visa. What are you doing here?
Spending time.
Just outside?
I'm quite comfortable outside.
That seems very nice. Maybe I will stay out here with you.
Get the cup.
Oh, you started without us.
What did you expect them to do while we were at the temple?
Well, we have to catch up.
Okay, let's go.
So you guys go in to get your cups. What does Bragg up to you?
Leading a rousing song at the bar.
I was singing it for us.
Oh, I don't know it.
Only Bragg knows.
Also, I'll wake up everyone in my house right now if I do that.
You guys are able to procure your drinks as Bragg is kind of getting these uncharacteristically, you know, quiet elves to be a little bit more expressive and join Visa outside. As you do, you notice...
Would you want to stay inside with the singing, Zai?
Yes.
You notice some familiar figures as well as some unfamiliar figures on the horizon. One quite tall, about 8 foot tall.
Clink, clink,
clink, clink, clink, clink.
You notice that both Mert and Ori have returned with two metal companions. One seeming to be some sort of weird crystalline being that you don't recognize. You may recognize this likely as a myconid visage of some sort, as you are in touch with fungal things. And then a tall, silver, gold, bronze, blue steel golem of some sort. You guys see most of your compatriots out front, drinks in hand.
Friends!
Would we have any, like, favorite reference for like these machinations?
Go ahead and make an arcana check for me.
12.
Okay.
5, 6.
Yeah, we got 5. How do you have minuses?
Zek, you've heard of golems, which are big, just magic bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, surely this is just a golem. I've never seen one or heard
of one. I think I would maybe be alarmed, like, Ori, there are some creatures with you. Do you need help?
Hi, I am a creature.
Oh. What have I made? You really made this one?
Oh, the littler one. This one.
You made this blob metal creature?
It's a myconid.
What do I do? What a myconid is?
No, you do not.
What is a myconid?
It's a creature from my home.
You have made creatures in your home.
Well, this one is made out of steel.
But the regular ones are not like
Iconids are made of fungal flesh.
This one?
This is Nick.
Rick.
Rick.
It is short for Richard.
Hello, Rick. I go by your short name as well. It is Zeg.
Zeg.
Mine is Zai.
Zai.
Because our names are very long and hard for the mouths here to say.
That's okay. I am here to research you.
Yeah, Richard wanted to come with us. I met Mr. Ironforge, and he made...
You are the Rick. Work of the great artificer.
Yes, he's my friend.
Oh, and now you have artificed this creation.
This is Nick.
Mick?
Mick, that Mick. Sounds like Rick.
It does, doesn't it?
This is pleasing.
Okay, well, do you want to imbibe with us?
I do not have a mouth.
You notice that the jaw does not move.
You don't. Do you eat?
No, I do not have a mouth, or a stomach, or what you refer to as an anus.
He's like,
okay, Rick.
It's just a machine.
Yeah,
you have fuel, or you don't. How do you? What is this?
Oh, I just live.
Magic.
Magic team.
So this is like creating with your hands and also with your magics.
Yep.
This is a very impressive.
This is the stuff that I want to do.
As far as I know, though, I am different from Mick.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Does yours talk?
Does he understand?
It understands.
Okay, so he shakes his head.
Oh, but he can hear us. This is very special.
Yeah. So, you know, all the fighting that apparently you guys are used to, but I'm not. He's gonna help.
Oh, they can fight?
Yes. Rick, can you fight?
Are you very strong?
I don't know.
I can fight. I was, well, not myself, but my people were made to fight.
I would like start kind of like squeezing the metal and seeing how strong it is.
That is, I don't know what to do.
How strong is the metal?
Oh, it's pretty strong metal. It's not very malleable at all.
Okay.
It has some bend, but it's mostly like flexing, so it's not so brittle as to break.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to break it, but I'm just like, does that, can I squeeze your muscles?
I do not have.
I wouldn't say that. That's what Zai is doing.
Gotcha. This is strange. But yes, I was made to fight, kind of.
Oh, do you like to fight for fun?
No, I have never fought, but my...
Well, do you want to? We could fight a little bit right here.
He's here to research.
I could fight. Research is...
Research, like learning.
Yes,
learning.
Not the dangerous fighting, but like just for fun.
Sparring.
Yes, the sparring.
I could learn to punch things.
Oh.
Or... choke them.
Have you ever punched before?
Oh dear. No. She looks at Mert.
Oh look, punch me. Punch me right here. She's like pointing her shoulder.
Richard, I may have forgotten to tell you that I had other compatriots that are a little bit more volatile.
Does a soft 20 hit?
Yeah.
Hopefully. With no like indication, like no natural indication of what it's going to do, it robotically catches you off guard and punches you very hard in the shoulder. You take 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
I would like stumble back like, oh, it can fight.
Oh, it can hit. This creature can hit.
That is true. I can hit things.
We will maybe do some trainings, Rick.
Okay.
Do you enjoy that?
Maybe. I do like to hang out with Master Ironforge quite a bit.
Oh, do you fight with him?
No. I mostly read books while he yells at machines.
Oh, I like books too. What books do you like to read?
All sorts. I plan to leave and learn things eventually.
Oh, that is what we are doing.
That's very neat.
We can teach each other things. We can teach you about the fightings, and you can teach us many things about what you are reading.
Oh. That is kind, but I would like to go by myself on a journey of self-discovery inward.
That sounds very interesting.
Yes, I just would like to know what it means to be alive.
It is a good thing to know.
Yes. It is weird to have a soul but not expire. Naturally. At least I'm told so.
You have a soul?
Why, yes. I am a Warforged.
That sounds impressive.
You can make an Arcana check if you'd like.
Yes, please. And would this be history?
You can argue for history, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do history.
Okay.
Because I, but with technical things and arcane things, I get
advantage.
Sure.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
18.
Okay. You have heard of Warforged briefly. You have no idea what they are, where they're from, if they were even real.
Oh, that's what you are.
Yes.
I want to research you even more.
Oh. That's neat.
Yeah.
Anyway, being alive is strange. I would like to find out the meaning.
You should come with us and they're singing. Do you like to sing and dance? And Zai would kind of just like usher him into the tavern to
I have sing never sung before. Oh, this is what singing is. Kind of <Yeah. laughs>
We're going to have fun.
And as you begin to engage with Rick, teaching him the ways of punching and singing, that's where we're in tonight's episode. Thank you guys for playing.
That's fun.
I am so tired.
Just looks like he's about to fall asleep right now.
I am
so
that's a good character.
Good night, Hayden.
Bye, Hayden.